The Trader Cobb Crypto Show, talking business in blockchain.
G'day and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you're having a fantastic start, middle or end to your day, depending on whereabouts in the world you are. Now, what I can say is that Bitcoin has managed to hold. Of course, we did see yesterday that we had about a 10% day on Bitcoin and across the board, many bigger movers like EOS being a real big mover there yesterday as well. 25% or so it was against the dollar. Now, it was interesting to see what played out following that strong buying. And what has transpired thus far is that we've sort of held up around the top end of that daily candle. And today, currently, we haven't broken through yesterday's high at any stage. Yesterday's highs, by the way, 3744. We're currently at 3659. We are up about 1% there on Bitcoin and holding at the moment. Now, for me, if we can break up through that high of yesterday, that's a really positive, it's a small tick, but it's a positive one nevertheless, and one that I will be happy to see if we are to see some more consistency to these trends and potential trading upside. Now, if I look at Ethereum, very much the same, just down 0.32%, holding its ground at the moment. I'm waiting to see if I can get any cradles in there on any of these pairs. I love trading the top 10. I'm just sort of pretty keen to see some really strong direction. When I get that, I tend to trade well because I am a trend follower. I am a trend trader. And when trends are available, the trading strategies that I employ and teach, they tend to work really, really well. Before I forget, guys, if you haven't already got your guess in for the Bitcoin competition that we're putting in with $14,000 US of prizes, then make sure you get across to tradercob.com/BTC. Get your guess in before Boxing Day so that we can, basically give you some free stuff if you're close or bang on. That's how it works. So tradercob.com/BTC to enter if you haven't already. So yeah, I'm just waiting for these pullbacks, right? You know, or a continuation. I mean, look, they have pulled back ever so slightly, but it is only ever so slightly. The biggest mover today, it has to be said, is Bitcoin Cash. Now, as much as I'm not really that interested in this pair at the moment, it isn't trending too badly. So, you know, on the Bitfinex chart, which is the one that I can trade with some leverage here, it actually doesn't look too bad. The trend is in play. The higher lows are coming about quite nicely, and it is looking quite good. I'm not quite sure what's caused it to outperform most of the other markets, but it's certainly done that so far the last 24 hours by a country mile. EOS did break yesterday's high and is up currently 5.4%. And we do have that higher low, and this was one that was on my radar yesterday for pullbacks. It remains on my radar today for the same thing, just patiently waiting for an opportunity if I was to get one, of course, leading into Christmas. I'm not too worried if I don't find too many trades. I'm happy to let the market do its thing for a little while without me participating. But this week, I still remain focused and just waiting for those opportunities. Cardano's up 0.89%. The trend is quite nice, just waiting for that opportunity to pop up. Stellar Lumens is holding pretty much flat so far on the day. There's a very small bearish candle. It's not really that bearish, to be honest. It's just red. We're just holding our ground. Then Neo is also sitting there with some resistance ahead, about $6.85. I'll have to wait and see if we can break through that and then possibly pull back into that level. IOTA up another 7.22%. It's pulled back perfectly to the area that I was sort of hoping to see. It did actually give a great little cradle. I wasn't there for it, or maybe I wasn't. I just wasn't. No, it was 9 o'clock last night. I can confirm that I was not there staring at my charts at that moment in time, but a really, really nice trend. Good cyclicity, good strong buying. It's come a long way off its lows and it is looking quite powerful right now. Ripple is sitting around 34 cents, which is struggling to break through an old level of support, which evidently has become a level of resistance. And my favorite chart yesterday being Litecoin, it's pulling back. I'd like to see it pull back a wee bit further. Down around that $28 mark would be ideal for me. Now we're sitting at 29. Might not get there, but we'll have to wait and see. At the moment, there's nothing for me to trade there. But we are starting to see some momentum come back to the buyers, albeit slow for Bitcoin following yesterday's move. We are, however, seeing many more in the top 10 getting their groove on. So for today and the rest of the week, it will be basically keep an eye out waiting, watching for the opportunities that will hopefully present themselves, and then executing the trades when they do arrive. Guys, I hope you have a fantastic day. Go to tradercob.com. Check out the new website, by the way. Pretty proud of what we've done there. We're still working on a couple little bits and pieces on it, but pretty stoked with what we're up to at the moment. And don't forget to enter into the tradercob.com/BTC competition to go into the draw for prizes. Have a great day, guys. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast is hosted by Craig Cobb. All Trader Cobb courses, products, and tools can be found at tradercobb.com, because experience matters.